You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, one of you sent me an article, and I've been hearing about this in the news, and it's kind of causing some concern, and I think I need to talk about this really quick before there's some misinformation, okay? I read the article you guys are talking about. It kind of makes sense. I see it's a Harvard medical student, no, or a Harvard medical school graduate wrote this, Elizabeth Rosenthal. She's a correspondent for the New York Times, and she wrote, quote-unquote, scary health symptoms that you could relax about. I know where she was going with this, and I think some of you could be misinterpreting it, so I just need to get this out there so there's no confusion. Okay, so basically, she had written for Fox News that it's been nearly 20 years since she officially practiced medicine, but friends and family consider her their frontline medical advisor. When it's hard to get a doctor, she wants to kind of calm your fears about certain medical conditions that you may think are scary. All right. It was the key word to this is you could relax. That doesn't mean you don't get it addressed. So, like, for example, she starts talking about a single elevated blood pressure reading. Okay. That could be white coat hypertension where the blood pressure goes up in the doctor's office. Okay. And then she says, you know, you worry when the blood pressure goes 180 over 110. All right. I don't want you guys to freak out and worry if your blood pressure is 150 over 90, but we talked about white coat hypertension. Just because she says relax doesn't mean you ignore it. White coat hypertension, all right, is different than the way we learned it 20 years ago. You start to have spikes when you go to the doctor's office. If a white coat, you know, causes your blood pressure to spike, then a G-string will cause your blood pressure to spike, or a dog running out in front of your car. So a single blood pressure spike is something to have evaluated. You could relax. You don't have to freak out because it's only one time, but it should not be ignored. So please don't look at this relax as being ignored. Okay? She also talks about a blood test result that's a little high or a little low. Okay? She says her husband usually has low platelet counts. Not the biggest deal. You know, usually there's no problem with it. My suggestion is you get it rechecked. It could be a false positive. She's right. Okay? It may not be that big a deal. Or it could be on the rise. Okay? All right? So, again, I don't want to sit and worry you all, but I also don't want you blowing something off. I can't stand hearing how people would say, oh, you know, I had, let's say this liver enzyme, and then, you know, now I'm finding out I had this in my liver. Well, of course, it just should have been something to be followed up on. Low blood pressure. A lot of people freak out about blood pressure too low. All right. If you, let's say, were shot and you're losing a lot of blood volume and your blood pressure is dropping, yeah, that could be a concern. But if you weren't, low blood pressure just should be evaluated. Don't blow it off, but yeah, you can relax. So I agree with her on that. She says, don't worry about a couple days of nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Here's the thing. The dehydration is an issue, and she recommends hydrating, okay? But I don't like the term don't worry about, okay? If you're having some nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, when you're talking about a kid or an elderly person, a couple days is enough to put them into the hospital, all right? You watch them. It's not that you don't worry, but you just don't have to panic and go to the ER, but you watch them. If you think there's an issue, then you go to, you know, you go to the hospital. Painless lumps. She says, don't worry about painless lumps. The majority of them are non-cancerous. Okay. But, thank God, she says, your breast lump should never be ignored. Thank you. And can I also say a testicle lump? Testicular lumps are non-tender. Those should not be ignored. Those have to get looked at. Some of your swollen lymph glands that are non-tender could be a sign of an occult malignancy. Ignore the don't worried about on that, but I agree. You don't have to run to the emergency room, but get it checked out. Another thing she talks about here is bleeding. She says certain parts of your body, like your scalp, could bleed profusely. It shouldn't necessarily cause alarm. She says put 5 or 10 minutes of pressure on that to see if you can't stop the bleeding. All right. And then if you can't tell if a cut needs stitches, it's not wise to wait and see. Thank you. All right. Good. Okay. Because, again, some of these cuts, they will continue to bleed. They could get infected. They need to get looked at. Little cuts and scrapes, I think that's common sense. She says, do not worry about a sharp, localized chest pain. All right. She says, chest pain that's worse with cough, deep breathing, movement, et cetera, could be caused by strains in the muscle. Okay. Here's the problem, though. Okay. Many sharp, localized chest pains change. All right, and it may feel more diffuse than people think. If you could pinpoint the one little itty-bitty millimeter where it is, yeah, that's probably not a heart attack. But if you're like, well, it hurts in this whole general area, there could be something else going on with the lung, etc., you know, pleurisy. So, again, needs to get checked out. Rashes, they talk about, you know, she talks about don't worry about rashes. Again, some rashes we don't have to panic about, but others could be a life-threatening allergic reaction. Luckily, she talks about that. This I disagree with. She says don't worry about a little rectal bleeding. She says most little bit of rectal bleeding is almost always related to hemorrhoids or small cuts in the rectal area rather than a sign of ulcer or cancer. Here's the problem. We've talked about this. Many young people that we have found that had some rectal bleeding ended up having rectal cancer or HPV or et cetera. Okay, you do not ignore any sort of rectal bleed. Those need to be checked out. So, I understand where she's coming from. She doesn't want you guys running to the ER. But this is just another piece of literature that is coming out advising, right, people to not panic and not worry about certain things. And, you know, it's because we're now in this don't do when it comes to medicine. I have a problem with that. Okay? I mean, we just talked about in the first hour how blood pressure in a senior is okay at 150 over 90. No, it's not okay. I disagree with that. And they're saying maybe we don't have to treat a senior whose resting blood pressure is 150 over 90. That's bullcrap. Because they could be spiking in the middle of the night to 180, 190. Not cool. So be very, very careful with these recommendations to, quote unquote, not worry. When in doubt, you check it out. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you.
Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. All right. Boy, we got a lot to talk about. Okay. They say 40 million Target shoppers' credit card details are at risk in one of the biggest hacks ever. They say almost all of Target's 1,797 stores in the U.S. were targeted as 40,000 credit card swipe machines were hacked. So I apologize. When I said thousands, I meant the swipe machines, okay, that were hacked. I didn't mean the people affected. I apologize for that. Okay, yeah, you see how I covered myself on that one? They say this is the second largest theft of credit card details in American history. Yes, I did most of my Christmas shopping at Target. This sucks. All right. Data mining software installed on swipe machines sent card details to hackers, and the Secret Service, from what we understand, is investigating. The data theft, they said, is unprecedented in its scale. Took place over a 19-day period that began the day before Thanksgiving. Target identified it and resolved the issue December 15th. They think the hackers obtained the data by remotely installing software on 40,000 credit card machines in nearly all of Target's 1,700 or 1,800 stores nationwide. The software could have spread through the Target network after being installed on a company machine, possibly by fooling an employee into clicking on a fake link in a phishing scam. The company's shares, of course, fell about 3.2%. Secret Service has launched an investigation. Well, how does this affect you? Well, I mean, obviously check and see if anybody did, you know, start charging on your credit card, etc. I mean, I do a lot of shopping at Target, and so I, of course, I'm a huge fan of the store. I like it. It's very clean. I like the prices I get there. This could have been anywhere, so I'm not blaming Target. I mean, this could have been anywhere. It's just, if it's that easy for an employee to click a link that could upload something like this, they've got then a pretty crappy system, okay? A pretty crappy system. The data theft revealed by TJX took place over 18 months. This was, affected 45.7 million payment cards. Banks later said in court documents that the hackers could have obtained more than 94 million account numbers in this TJX case. This TJX case happened back in 2007. All right. So, of course, Target told customers on an alert. What could happen now is the hackers could make counterfeit credit cards, intercept PIN numbers, withdraw money from ATMs. So this could be pretty pretty big, and it's a shame because we really don't need this around Christmas time. And then, of course, you wonder about identity theft as well. So I suggest just, you know, if you did any current shop, but you know what? When I look at this, when I hear that this was happening, right, since before Thanksgiving, my next question is, well, who else needs to go and check to see if this is being done at their stores? So I wouldn't just go, well, I didn't shop at Target, so I'm in the clear. No, I would probably go, you know what, somebody else probably has to figure this out, because if somebody targeted Target, then what else did they target? 1-877-DOCADALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So New York City Council is now mulling over an e-cig smoking ban. Okay? All right? So you think, you know, stopping smoking and preventing, you know, smoking in outdoors, you know, helps public health. There's been concern. What about these e-cigs? Are these e-cigs blowing a vapor? And should we regulate those? Let me see. New York has, of course, become the first major city to raise the legal age for buying tobacco to 21. The city council is going to vote on a ban that would add e-cigs to the city's Smoke-Free Air Act. If the bill passes, vaping would be prohibited at public and private venues like beaches, parks, restaurants, and office buildings. They say while more research is needed on electronic cigarettes, waiting to act could jeopardize the progress we have made over the last few years. I mean, it all depends on where you stand on this. If you think the e-cigs are safe, you're going to be like, well, this is ridiculous. He's impeding again on our rights, etc. But if you're like, well, wait a second. I mean, they're smoking a vapor. There's chemicals in the vapor. I don't want to breathe that crap. Then you're going to think this is smart. So it's one of those things where we just don't know. Okay? Back and forth in the last month, they've been talking about how e-cigs are safe. No, e-cigs are emitting chemicals. And e-cigs, people are taking in too much nicotine. And then we've been hearing that people are putting pot into their e-cigs. So they're able to, quote-unquote, legally smoke their joint in public because they've been able to figure out how to put pot into their e-cig. So you knew it was just a matter of time when somebody would say, all right, we're going to probably have to, you know, take a look and see, you know, what's going on with that. Of course, if marijuana gets legalized, they won't have to worry about that. But remember, what happens is there's these little metal tubes that contain nicotine-laced liquid, a variety of different flavors. You could even get bacon, bubblegum, etc. The smoker puffs on the device. The nicotine is heated, releases a vapor that then they breathe in. This vapor is supposed to have no tar, no tobacco products, so then it shouldn't cause cancer and other diseases. However, the nicotine in and of itself could be an issue, and, of course, some of the chemicals that they think that's in this vapor could be an issue also. Now, Richard Carmona, who's a former U.S. Surgeon General, all right, sent a letter to the council to reject the bill. I'm extremely concerned that a well-intentioned but scientifically unsupported effort like the current proposal to include electronic cigarettes in New York City's current smoking ban would constitute a giant step backward in the effort to defeat tobacco smoking. All right, so you see the point there. If we're having people come off their cigarettes, I got to tell you, in the last 12 months, this e-cig market has boomed. And I can't tell you how many of my smoking patients are now on electronic cigarettes. And it's working for them. All right? They're not smoking the tobacco, and they're happy, and they're liking it. Well, then, do we stop that momentum? I mean, it's one of these controversies where I don't know, you know, when the jury's going to be out. But if they can't prove that these things are 100% safe, right, but they can't prove that they're harmful, the discussion is going to still continue. And it's going to probably bore us to tears. But I'm here to just kind of tell you about it nonetheless. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, scientists are trying to figure out a light form of chocolate, Choco Light. And they think seaweed could cut fat in our chocolate. They also want to bubble up the chocolate. You know, if you bubble up the chocolate, bubbly chocolate, you get less calories. All right. They've come up with a chocolate which contains microscopic bubbles of a jelly made from seaweed that bulk out the chocolate. Okay, I dig this because I think we need more seaweed in our diet. The agar bubbles. Do you guys know what agar is or agar? You know how I think it's in our petri dishes. I mean, I think it's a very similar substance, agar. You know, it's kind of like that jelly thick substance, right? You just want to sink your teeth into a very clean, sterile petri dish. I loved petri dishes until they got all dirty and then they stunk of Pseudomonas. Anyway, they say agar bubbles are also high in fiber and a natural appetite suppressant. They say previous attempts to reduce the fat content of chocolate by about 30% have failed because you can't retain the taste and you can't retain the texture. All right, they say little air bubbles, just putting the air bubbles, leave chocolate feeling too light. Water bubbles take away the crispiness and the snapping sound, okay? And you could get that white bloom. You know how the chocolate can turn kind of white? People don't want that. So Dr. Stephen Bonn, as in bonbons probably, turned to agar, which is already used in the cosmetic industry. When it's heated the right way, it solidifies at the same temperature as chocolate. The bubbles are so small that the mouth cannot even distinguish them from fat. So it could be a fat replacer. Agar is 80% fiber. I would love to have a kid named Agar. I really would. Petri and Agar. Bunsen burner. I like the name Bunsen and Erlenmeyer. Erlenmeyer flask. Erlenmeyer. You know, if you have a kid by the name of Erlenmeyer, he's going to be some Harvard scientist. You know that. All right. Name a kid et al. We've talked about this, right? If you name a kid et al, all right, he's already been published millions of articles, right? Because every time you see an article, it says Smith et al. Et al are like the other scientists. Why don't you just name your kid et al? Anyway. All right. They say Mr. Bond usually works on new recipes for paints and industrial coatings, has tried adding vodka to the mix. So I like this guy. He said it didn't taste particularly nice, but he is looking forward to trying out Bailey's and Amaretto flavorings. You know what? All right, Dr. Bond, you're cool. Don't go away, guys. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so one of my listeners emailed us in the first hour asking to give some practical advice on metabolism. We were talking about obesity and how medical offices and medical clinics, and I guess somebody had called in, his father is an OB who's developed this new retractor for C-sections for obese women, and how, you know, obesity is kind of changing the face of medicine and hospital rooms and waiting areas and beds and wheelchairs, etc. So, you know, when we talk about losing weight and dieting and exercising, I think a lot of us, it kind of goes in one ear out the other. I'm the same with that because I've done dieting, I've done exercise, all right? And I have an uphill battle with my weight because of metabolism, okay? And I've checked the thyroid. The thyroid's fine. It's just we are not size twos. We just don't burn through whatever we eat like other people. I always eat less than my friends. I always feel like I'm working out more than my friends, yet my friends always seem to be smaller. And it's very, very frustrating. So, you know, health.com has a great article on ways to boost your metabolism. And I have noticed that some of these things do work. Okay, it's just, you know, to rechange your genetics is going to be hard, but, you know, baby steps, little bits at a time. Okay, there have been obese people, though. We need to, before we go into this, realize there have been obese people that have lost weight and remain skinny, and they've done it without diet pills. No, I'm serious. They've done it without diet pills. Okay, people? I mean, it is doable. I mean, we've seen it. We've seen people who were obese for life. Some of them, maybe they had to get some bariatric surgery, but some people, they come up with some weight plan and they figure it out, which is something that I'd like to see a scientist or a research group come out with, say, look, we figured out what certain people need, you know, where there's some sort of a, you know how that one author came up with, like, eat by your blood type? You know, so if you have a certain blood type, then you should eat a certain way. Somebody needs to figure that out for certain people with certain genes. You know how we talked about in the previous hour about men with a certain gene makes them more at risk for heart disease? 1 in 8 men may have this gene. Same thing with those of us with metabolism issues. Figure out who we are, because there could be many of us, many genes, and then fine-tune what needs to be done. If we have to eat 8 pieces of broccoli per hour, and that'll change your metabolism, then fine by me. If we have to stand on our head and sing the Macarena, I'll do that too. Just tell me what needs to be done. Why isn't anybody figuring this out? You know, yeah, looking at the diet pills and all that, yeah, that's nice, you know, and that's all great and fine and dandy. But everybody's different. And when we keep talking about calories are not the same, a 200-calorie salad is not equal to a 200-calorie soda, we're realizing that there's certain foods that trigger the way our metabolism will be, up or down. Why, when we're in our 20s or in our teens, can we eat like a racehorse and or eat like an elephant and we don't really seem to gain the weight? And then all of a sudden you turn 26 and a half and then you get fat. Or women will get pregnant, they'll have a baby, they'll lose all their baby weight, you know, for the first baby, but then by the second baby, the third baby, no. Well, it's because you age. Okay, well, what is it? You guys are getting close. You're almost figuring it out. We are so damn close to figuring it out. Somebody just needs to, what they were looking at, the duck pill penis or something, right, the government spent money on. I don't need to know about ducks' penises. I want to know what we need to do to increase our metabolism if you're of a certain body type. That, to me, is practical. All right, so going to health.com, for example, they say kick it up a notch. They say next time you run, swim, walk, right, okay? They say ramp up the intensity for 30-second intervals. Again, I don't want you to do any of this until you get your hearts checked. But if your heart doctor says, yep, you can handle the extra cardio, okay? They say maybe for 30 seconds interval, ramp it up and then go back to normal speed, right? And then ramp it up again. Go back to speed. They go, let's say, exercise for 5 minutes at 3.5 miles per hour. Then take that treadmill up to 4 miles an hour for 60 seconds and go back down to 3.5 for 90 seconds. When you kick it up a notch, that could hopefully kind of get that mitochondria, your kind of energy powerhouse is going. It's an extremely, it's the complete, you know how I said bodies get used to things and when they get complacent, you don't seem to burn anything off, they get used to your workout, you got to change it up. They also say, which we've talked about on the show, your omega-3s, okay? Dr. Hyman suggests 1,000 to 2,000 milligrams of omega-3 fatty acid supplements, okay? Flaxseed oil, walnuts, eggs have omega-3s, but omega-3s could reduce inflammation, help sugar, etc. For those of us that like tuna or herring, uck, or salmon, I could eat some salmon. That could increase your metabolism. I guess a study was done in rats with omega-3s. So that doesn't hurt. And then, of course, like what I've told you guys is to make some muscle. Try to do some strength training or Pilates, etc. They say the average woman in her 30s who strength trains 30 to 40 minutes twice a week for 4 months will increase her resting metabolism by 100 calories a day. Remember, each muscle fiber needs to burn ATP, and it does it even while you're asleep. They also talk about some green tea, and I don't know much about this, okay? But I guess the catechins, or the catechins in the green tea, may improve fat oxidation and thermogenesis. Okay? They think you could increase your energy expenditure by 90 calories a day, drinking 5 8-ounce cups of green tea a day. Five? Whew! That, you know what? It's worth a try. That's from health.com. Like I said, I'll eat broccoli every hour if they say it works. Okay? Now, they said be careful with the calories. All right? All right? They say you have to eat enough calories to match your resting metabolic rate. Okay, so for example, 1,300 calories would be for a 5'4", 150-pound, 40-year-old woman. Okay, and so they said if you cut your calories, you know how we've talked about kind of that hibernation mode, right? You don't want to be starving yourself. Okay, now remember I talked to you about finish your sweat? They call it enjoy the afterburn. The excess post-exercise oxygen consumption, they say, can sometimes take hours to recover after a workout. Then you go back to your resting metabolic rate. So you actually burn more calories than you would even after you exercise because your metabolism is still a little higher. So I wouldn't go right to bed after the workout. I would finish my sweat, then take a shower, and then just kind of still, you know, walk around and do a little bit of a cool down, okay, to get the most out of that. Don't forget breakfast. I told you a lot of my patients that are obese don't eat breakfast. They only eat two meals a day. You can't do that. You need to have a little something. Maybe a spinach and feta omelet, maybe oatmeal with some almonds and berries, etc. But it's extremely important. You need to have breakfast every morning. Food, most of these diets, if you notice, you're eating every few hours. Extremely important. And then, of course, health.com goes into grazing. They said it's okay to graze. They say enjoy six small meals a day, but keep them around 300 calories each. Or what you do is you take your calorie consumption, and like, so if it's 1,800 calories that you're allowed per day, divide it by six, that's how you get the 300. Don't forget to cut that trans fat. Trans fats, like in your donuts and your sugary foods, will prevent your ability to burn fat. This is what we were talking about with the insulin resistance. Certain sugars that we eat and certain carbs prevent us from burning fat. They talk about organic. I don't know much about organic, all right, but they say that non-organic produce may block your metabolism by interfering with your thyroid. So although we don't have a lot of science on that, the less chemicals, the better. And then, of course, protein. Protein can help with your metabolism, helps with your thermogenesis. You end up burning more. Be careful, of course, eating too much meat like red meat, but some lean protein like fish, etc., really good. So I hope that helps. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze-Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-328-6404. That's 877-328-6404. Again, 877-328-6404.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Weight, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We've got a lot of interesting non-medical stories. President Obama and the quote-unquote lie of the year. What happened with Phil Robertson in an interview with, I believe, GQ Magazine, and how he has been suspended via A&E. I mean, a lot of tumultuous type of issues going on. I mean, I want to look at what's going on here with President Obama and people saying, you know, is he lying? Can we trust him? I guess a new Facebook poll has looked at how more and more people do not trust Obama. You know, I don't really understand why people trusted, shall we say, politicians to begin with. Okay, I mean, I think anybody who has a brain understands that these politicians, no matter what side of the aisle, are trying to get elected. So they're going to say what they need to get elected. Then, once they get elected, they need to thank the people that got them there. So, depending on which interest groups got them in there, they are going to want to make good on those favors that were promised for the money that they donated. Now, that shouldn't happen. Nobody should be buying an election and putting, but that kind of stuff has been rumored to happen, I mean, ever since I think elections have happened. All right? Okay, so they need to keep their interest groups happy. Okay, then they also want to make a legacy for themselves. So not only are they going to try to help the ones that help them, but they need to help themselves. And they want to go down in history. So when Obamacare was designed and made, etc., all right, it was designed to be the signature legislation that the Clintons couldn't do. And it was done so half-assed, I remember all of us kind of shocked at the speed of it. Okay, and I understand there's some speed. There was a Democratic-controlled House, a Democratic-controlled Congress, Obama. They wanted to move quickly, and boy, did they. Without a lot of thought process, without, and so, I mean, that's what happens. I mean, to each his own, what comes around goes around, and so here we have President Obama now dealing with the aftermath. And I guess they're starting to compare Obama's popularity to that of Richard Nixon. You know, I guess right now they say only 41% of people trust Obama. 41% of people say they trust Republicans in Congress. You know, even Republicans aren't even liking what's going on in Congress. This is just one big cluster. All right? And what stinks is when people start to dislike the Democratic process, because the Democratic process is starting to look negative, there's a very, very scary chance that non-democratic processes are going to take over, like what happened with the Senate ruling that we really don't have to go through Congress. You know, we could federally appoint whoever we want to appoint, etc. And so so there's one of these unspoken truths where if you don't make sure something works, then, and even if it's something crappy, let's say, all right, then mom and dad are going to come in and they're going to fix it themselves and you're not going to like what they come up with. Remember, my parents used to do that. Me and my brother would be fighting over something, all right, and then they'd say, look, either you guys handle it or we'll handle it. And we knew that if they handled it, we were talking communist fascist reign here, and we were like hell to the no. And that's what's happening right now in government. There's all this back and forth bickering and everybody trying to fight and put up a fight. And some of the fights are worth putting up, some of them not. And it's at the point now where it's such a cluster that people are asking for some unilateral decision making. When you start asking for that, we lose our democracy. Right? And so how do you, if let's say you are in Congress and let's say you're of the right, how do you try to look like you're a team player and fix this? You can't. Okay? People are anti-government right now. Now, maybe that needs to happen. Maybe people have to be so fed up with government being involved in things that maybe rather than somebody fascist taking over, they say, you know what, let's get our hands into this, which is something we've all talked about with Obamacare. All right. You know, I think when the government got involved and with their website, I mean, look, if Target could be hacked to the degree, don't tell me that the Obamacare website, right, and our information on that isn't open to hacking. Okay. Anything could be hacked. And so, you know, if you and I can't figure out this healthcare problem, all right, and we aren't enough, you and I aren't enough, then the government's going to step in and do it. And they did. They made a case that they had to step in. And when they stepped in, whoa, Nelly. So, whether Obama's popular or not, it really doesn't matter. We got problems right now. I don't care how many people like our president or not. Okay? You know, already things are in action. I don't know who should be the next president. I don't know who could get us out of this mess. All right? What I do know is things have to be done differently, but not to the degree of having a politician in charge. I think we need us in charge, all right? You know, where were all the doctors and the dentists and the nurses and the physical therapists when Obamacare was made? Okay, where are all the teachers and the principals and the parents when we're deciding what to do for education? Okay, where are we? Well, we have to vote somebody in because we all can't have a voice. We all can't. I get that. All right. But, I mean, you know, maybe there's some things we really need to privatize. And we need to take over. Okay, you've already seen doctor groups say, to hell with this, we're going to provide our own cheaper health care. You come to us, you only pay a monthly fee, this is what we're going to do. So a lot of people are going to start taking matters into their own hands. Unfortunately, you need the whole country in on this when it comes to MRIs and transplants, etc. But looking to the government for help, I don't think is the way to go. And unfortunately, we're in a mess. We're going to talk about mistletoe. I love the history of these things. This is pretty, pretty cool. But I guess there's some medicinal properties to mistletoe. I guess it was used by the Druids and the ancient Greeks, and it was considered something of a cure-all. It's kind of a semi-parasitic plant where it grows on a variety of other trees like apple, oak, elm, and pine. This has been reported by Fox News. And it had been used in many European cultures for treating epilepsy, high blood pressure, headaches, menopause symptoms, infertility, arthritis, and rheumatism. They were even studying it since the 1920s for cancer for solid treatments. Now, mistletoe is still considered a complementary form of medicine for cancers, but we don't really use them in the U.S. All right? Apparently, there were, I guess, some preparations that showed some anti-cancer activity when they grew cancer cells in the lab. All right, but of course, we don't know how much and how it has to be applied, etc. And mistletoe is supposed to increase immune cells. Now, I don't know much about mistletoe. I mean, I know you're supposed to kiss underneath it. I don't know if you're supposed to eat it, smoke it, so I can't recommend that. But one interesting study was, I guess, done between 1993 and 2000, where they used mistletoe under the brand name of Iscador in 800 patients with colon cancer. They were all treated with chemo and radiation therapy. Researchers found that those treated with this mistletoe Iscador had less adverse side effects, better symptom relief, and, I guess, longer survival. Pretty cool stuff. In 2002, the National Center for Complementary and Alternative Medicine and the National Cancer Institute started a study of mistletoe called Helixor 8. It was in conjunction with also a chemotherapeutic drug in people with advanced solid tumors, and they found that the combination showed low toxicity and health benefits in almost half of the patients. Again, nothing right now, I guess, in the U.S. FDA is not recognizing mistletoe for that. But when you do enjoy the Christmas festivities and you see the mistletoe out there, okay, before you kiss it, who knows, you may want to, you know, sneak a little bit in your pocket just in case if Obamacare kicks in, right? You can't afford your medicine. Why not? I had to put that in there. All right, guys. You have, more Dr. Dahlia coming up. Don't go away.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You don't hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fate TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.